good to be back. What are we going to use? Background music. I'm kind of screwing around with some new intro tracks. You know, leave it in the background and kind of let it play out. Welcome to the Unrestricted What Now podcast with yours truly for a Tuesday. Kind of been racking my brains on what to record around entrepreneurship. I got stuff kind of lined up later on in the week, but not for right now. So I thought, you know what? Let me revert back to my favorite stuff, which is fighting. If you can even call this fighting, the stuff that's been going on in the last sort of 24 hours with Dylan Danis, Logan Paul, of course. Now, Tyson Fury's dad has gotten involved and he's in this whole thing. So we're going to be talking about that on the pod today. And maybe even other times where your dad has embarrassed you. What I'm starting to realize as my son gets older and as I get older is how easy it is for me to embarrass him without me even realizing that I have. So these are the kinds of things we're going to be talking about on the pod for today. If I can, just suggest that you please like, subscribe, do all those things. We're up to like 7 plays per episode, which is not bad. And this is, I think, episode number 9 or 10 in total. If you go and have a look on the channel, it's basically a whole bunch of, you know, previous radio stuff that I stuck up in 2018 before this app was bought by Spotify. And now we're officially on Spotify. So there we go. All right, let's get right into it. I've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you today in terms of what has been going on with John Fury, who is Tyson Fury's dad, and how he threw his name away at a press conference that didn't even involve him yesterday. If you don't know what's going on, let me kind of put it into perspective for you. KSI and Logan Paul are two of the most successful young people on the planet because they have not only massive social media followings, but they also co-founded Prime, that energy drink that your kids are clawing each other's eyes out to get to for like quadruple the price of everything else. So they've made it. Not only do they do that, but they do, you know, they fight and they do all kinds of stuff. YouTube boxers, as they call them. You know, not real fighters. So they've now set up a fight with Logan Paul and this guy called Dylan Danis, who's best friends with Conor McGregor. He's been training with him for years. They hate one another. They're trolling each other online. You can go and have a look for yourself what's really going on. I want to talk about what happened yesterday at the press conference. So KSI is fighting Tommy Fury, who is the guy that beat Jake Paul in his last fight. So this guy, Tommy Fury, is Tyson Fury's little brother. Tyson Fury is the heavyweight champ of the world. Tyson Fury, as I clear my throat, excuse me. Tyson Fury is, of course, fighting Francis Ngannou soon. Like, try and work that one out. This is a complicated story. Back to the press conference. The only reason that the dad was there was to kind of back his son Tyson Fury up, right? No, sorry, not Tyson, Tommy Fury. Excuse me if I get all the names wrong. This is what happened, and this is how the dad, John Fury, threw his name away. You can actually see how embarrassed Tommy was by the way his dad was carrying on. Take a listen to the audio if you missed it.
No wonder you're friends with Conor McGregor. Yeah. No wonder you're friends with Conor McGregor. Where is he, by the way?
This is Logan Paul.
Where's Coach McGregor? And why won't he take
my million dollar bet? Dylan Danis.
Why won't he take my $1 million bet?
Why won't you pay back to people from Crypto Zoo?
I'm working on it, Dylan. You scammed your audience 20 times. Yo ass got checked by community notes. Dylan Danis has scammed his audience on several occasions.
Yeah, why did you answer that?
$5,000 each.
Why did you respond?
You'll do anything for a couple $1,000s, huh? Yeah. Like mother, like son, I guess.
Yeah, same thing with your girl, buddy. Don't worry.
Don't get me started on Nikki, bro.
Yeah, don't let me get started about your dad that used to beat you and Jake. So shut the fuck up.
Bro, it's crazy how hypercritical you are of women's past, considering your mother's an actual prostitute.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, just like your dad beat your fucking kid.
Come on, bro.
Your dad didn't beat you?
Yo, you know about Nikki in the hot tub?
You watch Jake's?
You know about Nikki and Tony in the hot tub?
What?
Oh, you don't know?
You want my dad's name is Tony?
Okay,
good
no,
one.
No. Yeah. Okay, so look.
Don't make me release the picture and then you
Gary
see what happens.
Conan's student, Tony. I don't want to go there, Nikki. I don't want to go
the
there.
The Furies are the best fights in the world.
Yeah!
And then here is John Fury. Absolutely losing his rage.
You know about
it. Yeah, so then what? Why is Tyson Fury talking music? Why is Tyson Fury talking music?
Can't
hear you.
Why is he? Why is Tyson Fury talking music? Why is he finding God?
Talking all this bullshit.
Thank you.
About fucking people's personal bollocks.
Nah, Tom.
We're fighting, men.
Done.
My son will fight him now, and I'll fight anyone in the building. Now, let's get a fucking ball rolling. Get the cake and shove it around your asshole before I do it.
John,
all
thank you, John.
All these fucking little kids. I'm a machine. Me, and can anybody question who I am here? If I say, come on.
Completely loses it. Throwing the tables over. Absolute mayhem. You know, I've got no idea why I love this shit so much. I think I'm sick. I think there's something wrong with me. Like, I can just watch this over and over again. But, you know, the embarrassing thing for me was, like, I felt for Tommy, and then, I mean, John Fury's not the youngest man. He's just absolutely losing his mind. He's like a Mike Tyson moment when, you know, Mike Tyson, listen to him. He's still carrying on. Like, this went on and on and on and on. Press conference over. So, like, he fully embarrassed his son. And then this morning, he basically came out and he had this apology. Let me just quickly find it here. He had this apology for everybody. Take a listen.
Good morning, people. Just want to make a quick apology for my inappropriate language yesterday. You know, it's unacceptable. I accept that. You know, but emotions run high. We get involved and it is the fight game. It was pandemonium. You know, but let me sincerely apologize for my outburst of language. You know, I wasn't alone doing it, but I want to come out and apologize because I feel, you know, it's appropriate to make that apology to the people who came to the press conference and the viewing audiences. I sincerely apologise, and I'll try and improve. But people, this is John Fury. This is my character. This is who I am. I'm a real person. I'm not a fake person. Nothing scripted. It just happens when it happens. But again, I apologise for my inappropriate language, and if I've offended anybody, I'm deeply sorry. See you next time.
So that's essentially what he said, right? He just kind of came out and apologized. And you got to respect him for apologizing, but sometimes I wonder how much of this, like, is just set up. You know, it's so easy to punch someone in the face and then say sorry afterwards. I just don't know how well it always goes down. You know what I mean? This is like a lot of promoting the fight, but it's kind of exhausting, but it's fun to watch at the same time.